This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne. Now, this hour on Sunday mornings, I'm usually at my kitchen table with my pencil and paper. But today I'm in the hot seat because it is time for The Puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Don.
So, help refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, I said, think of a 10-letter adjective that describes certain institutions. Drop 3 letters from that word and use the remaining 7 letters in order, left to right, to name an institution described by that adjective. Well, the 10-letter adjective was collegiate. If you drop L-E-I in left to right order, you're left with Colgate, which is the upstate New York University. I have to tell you, a lot of solvers also thought of collegiate, but had dropped different letters to make college reading left to right. I didn't count that as correct because I said name an institution, and college is just a general word. And it's not such an elegant answer anyway.
Got it. Well, this was an unusually tough one. Only 130 of you got it correct. And our randomly selected winner this week is Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, and he joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Joseph.
Thanks very much, Don.
Okay, so I understand you were on the show doing the puzzle once before?
I was. It was a little more than a year ago.
And we need to note, you're lucky because you have been randomly picked twice, so welcome back.
I am lucky, and thank you so much.
When you're not doing the Sunday puzzle, what do you do in St. Cloud, Minnesota?
Well, I just started a puzzle blog myself, actually, a couple months ago.
So you're kind of talking to Yoda here. As a puzzle writer yourself, what question do you have for the puzzle master, Will Shortz?
It's what do you look for, Will, in a Will Shortz-worthy NPR Sunday puzzle?
It's something that I'd like to solve. I put myself in the solver's shoes. Something elegant, surprising about it, unique about it. Mm-hmm. I guess that's all I can say.
Well, and with that, Joseph, are you ready to play the puzzle this morning?
I will do my best.
Okay, Will, let's go.
All right, Joe and Don, I'm going to give you 3 words, the first of which names an animal. You give me a word that can precede each of mine to complete a familiar 2-word phrase or name. For example, if I said turtle, spring, and office, you would say box, as in box turtle, box spring, and box office. All right, and we'll start with 3-letter answers. The first one is dog, chocolate, potato.
Dog, chocolate, potato. Hot.
Bingo. Hot dog, hot chocolate, and hot potato is it. Mm-hmm. Now the next ones are 4 letters. Mm-hmm. And the first one of these is horse, school, voltage.
High.
High is it. Panther, slip, Floyd.
Pink.
Pink Panther, Pink Slip, and Pink Floyd, is it? Now, 5-letter answers. Mm-hmm. Sheep, market, Friday.
Black.
Oh, that was fast. Elephant, bread, collar.
White.
Oh, another fast one. Bear, cap, C-A-P, and opposites.
Oh, boy.
Cold.
Polar.
There you go, polar bear, polar cap, and polar opposites.
Good hint.
Goat, G-O-A-T, goat, club, crystal.
Billy.
That's it. Tiger, root, R-O-U-T-E, towel. Did you ever sell newspapers when
did,
you were
actually.
A kid?
Yeah, I was
uh-huh.
A paper
and
root.
What did you
paper,
do?
Paper.
You had a paper root, paper
yeah.
Tiger, and paper towel.
Right.
And here's your last one. It has 6 letters. Okay. Monkey, pencil, gun. And I'll give you a hint for the monkey one. It's someone who works in a garage.
Well, grease.
Grease monkey, grease pencil, and grease gun. Nice
yeah.
job.
Great job indeed, Joseph. For much of it, you were like playing a lightning round.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, for playing the puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Joseph, tell us your public radio station.
Yes, it's KNSR in Collegeville in St. Cloud.
Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
Thanks, I really enjoyed it.
And Will, do you have a puzzle to give us for next week?
Yes, I do. It comes from Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts, and he's the father of the 11-year-old boy who created the challenge 2 weeks ago. Name a boy's name and a girl's name, each in 4 letters. The names start with the same letter of the alphabet. the boy's name contains the letter R. Drop that R from the boy's name and insert it into the girl's name, and phonetically, you'll get a familiar two-word phrase for something no one wants to have. What is it? So again, a boy's name and a girl's name, each in four letters. The names start with the same letter of the alphabet. The boy's name has the letter R. Drop that R, put it inside the girl's name, and phonetically, you'll get a familiar two-word phrase for something no one wants to have. What is it?
Okay, folks, have at it. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and, of course, Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Don.